Hello, everybody. It's Talia J, and this is Talia J Speaks. Thank you, Lord, for this platform to reach everyone and to show how you have worked through my life. In Jesus' name, I pray that these words flow as you would like them to, and they touch others and bring them closer to you. Amen. So I want to talk about depression and in the aspects that I have it. And yes, I know I started with a prayer, but I got to be 100%. I be depressed. And I'm really trying to climb up out of it because I'm tired of being depressed and oppressed. So I have your normal run of the mill. I'm sad, but I'm functioning. Don't want to commit suicide. Don't want to kill nobody. We're cool. And then I also deal with depression and PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. Because I've had multiple traumatic events happen in my life over and over and over. And I know everyone's going to say, yeah, of course. I mean, shit, everybody does. Well, it sweeps me off my feet. It sits me down. And then the regular depression comes and goes, hey, I have a partner in crime. Then we also have postpartum. Now, I know, if you know me, I got 2 kids. 1 is 6. 1 is 11. Now, I know you're wondering, postpartum is normally right after you have the baby. Well, my baby just moved back in the house, so I just had my baby all over again. But I also can say I never got over the initial postpartum of both kids. So that brings the anxiety in me to a high, which then has me scratching because I feel my anxiety. And I have eczema, so that makes me scratch. Y'all know this as like a, your leg fell asleep and the spiders are starting to crawl because you ain't got no blood going there. Body parts like, hey, we need blood, we need blood, we need blood. That's what that feeling is, if you didn't know. So here I am, sitting in my car on October 6th. 2021, 7 years ago, in 2014, I think that's right, 21, 4, yep, I know my sevens, I know how to multiply by 7, ha ha, I checked myself in to a psych ward because I wanted to attempt suicide and I was pregnant. Pregert, as my kids like to say. If you haven't watched that video, it's funny. All the ways you can misspell pregnant. And I didn't complete it because I didn't want to take out anybody else. Because I didn't feel like I was even worthy enough to be somebody that I wouldn't take out. I am not feeling suicidal today. I definitely was wondering why I was so sad. The last year has been crazy, from being stabbed,
from being played, from being lied to, from being blamed, all kinds of things, to hiding, to trying to protect my kids, to going through a court case, to having to go through another court case to make sure I have my kid. You know, and going from there. Now, thinking about it, I have been beating myself up because I haven't been able to get anything done. I haven't been able to mourn losses in my life. I haven't been able to scream and yell and shout for the hurt so I can get through it. Because I've always been that strong one. And it's been, and recently I've tried to make friends. And then I back out because I can't. I can't do people right now. I find myself sleeping, trying to rest and not being able to, or sleeping at the times when I need to be up. That's a big problem. I have all these therapists and counselors and stuff, but I'm not really getting any better. I pray that y'all can hear this. I've come a long way. Not there yet, but I've come a long way. Not hopeless. Got both my kids. Not being beaten. Don't sleep on the floor. Not locked out of the house. Not screwing around by myself. I can at least say in the last 3 months or so, I've gotten up and made sure my kids get to school, which is an accomplishment for me. But I know I need to start getting up for myself and not just them. Because now I've proved to myself that I can get up. Like that Mary Mary song. I miss that old school gospel.